The Pennsylvania Philharmonic may be the ultimate anomaly, an orchestra that's being born rather than fearing its death. The idea is that if the outlying Pennsylvania towns can't support an orchestra on their own, maybe four or five or six can do so between them, and afford the star pianist Simona Dinnerstein. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports from Pottstown.
The Pennsylvania Philharmonic might seem like a homeless orchestra. In fact, it has many homes, plus a post office box in Ardmore. And that's fine for now. It's alive. And nobody's snobbish about playing school auditoriums in Pottstown, Bethlehem, York, Westchester.
That's one of my favorite things, is to go to places that are off the beaten track. Because I feel like people have a very real response to the music there. The thing that people respond to is honesty.
That's pianist Simona Dinnerstein, who makes her best-selling Sony classical recordings at places such as the Berlin Philharmonie. But Pottstown High School seems to have everything that's needed: a 1,200-seat auditorium, practice rooms, a student band that could become curious about what else is musically possible, says Myra Forrest, who runs an educational foundation in Pottstown.
It's not that there's nothing going on musically. It's that a fully professional orchestra is something that these students do not have the exposure to any longer. And it's something that they need to see. It's something they need to feel.
Pottstown had an excellent orchestra that folded in 2008. Economically, the town isn't what it used to be. Pennsylvania Philharmonic's founder and CEO M. Scott Robinson devised a different model using area freelancers, an emphasis on educational concerts, and partnerships with school districts. The bargain budget is less than $1 million a year.
Like any regional symphony, you have to have diverse revenue streams. Individual giving got us up and going. Ticket sales will probably be 30 or 35% of our annual operating budget. We're looking at places like Norristown and Coatesville and out in perhaps up in Pottsville.
An essential catalyst is conductor Michael Butterman, who works with regional orchestras around the country, has a strong background in educational concerts, and such a good relationship with soloists such as Dinnerstein that they'll bend their schedules to work with him.
The relationship between a soloist and a conductor doesn't always work. And with Michael, I'm really excited about working with him again.
The defunct Pottstown Orchestra was good and well-run, but it died anyway. This time, will quality survive?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.